Only that it's a great place to grow up in.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a very... First of all, I have to keep mentioning the textile company, West Point Fairport. They have taken each community and provided it with gymnasiums, theaters, swimming pools, softball parks, and all of these things. And initially, they even provided housing for their employees. Now, this was all the attraction to attract the labor into that area of the valley. And that is the Chattahoochee Valley, that the area is called. Let's see, what kind of stuff do you want to know?
Well, the size of it.
Okay.
Very prosaic things.
It's, I say the city is around 10,000 or less when I was growing up. Now, that's only the city of Lynette. Then we've got Charlotte, Hughley, Langdale, Fairfax. All those little towns, if they incorporated, would be one of the largest cities in Alabama, mm-hmm. according to population size.
How far is Hughley actually from Lynette?
Probably about 4 miles.
And what is Hughley like?
Hughley is, it's just a little settling of houses. You've got small little farms, and some areas don't have any land at all with the house. Maybe some houses will have 4 acres, maybe 5 acres, and you know, it would be planted in just summer gardens for the family. Mm-hmm. And it had a school, mm-hmm. and no industry, had a railroad track going through the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And it was just a couple of stores, you know, general merchandise type stores. So it was really a community, a resident community, rather than a commercial community.
Have you been back there in the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's still basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
They've not added any extra industry or any further developments in the area at all.
Mm-hmm.
Still basically the same. Although they have added to the school. The school has enlarged a great deal.
Mm-hmm. And it hasn't grown much?
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. The same houses they've not built there. Same houses that were there when I was growing up are still there.
Mm-hmm. How far is this from Stroud?
It's about 20 miles.
Okay. How often do you get back to visit?
I go back home about once a month.
Mm-hmm. That's nice, so you can maintain family roots.
Right, yeah.
Are there others in your family?
I have a brother mm-hmm. who is, he lives in Morrow, Georgia, which is just on the south side of town.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Does he also go back to visit?
He doesn't go home as often. He has a family.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be hard to organize a family of four into the station
yeah.
wagon and, you know, out to grandmother's house.
Yes, I guess it would be. Well, I'd like to know more about the house where you grew up. If you would just draw me a sort of floor plan on the back of this.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be beautiful or to scale.
It won't be.
And the lines don't have to be straight.
Okay.
And as you're doing it, if you could just tell me about the house and tell me what the names of the rooms are.
Okay. Basically, the house was just a square.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when it was built?
It was built in the early 30s. Mm-hmm. I'd say maybe mid-30s. The front was divided like this. We had a front porch here. With a door here and here. This door went into the living room.
Uh-huh.
And this door, for some strange reason, went into mom and daddy's bedroom.
Okay.
I never could figure out why a front door would go into the, you know, the master bedroom.
Well.
And we always had a swing right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the steps going up. And this was the living room.
Yeah,
and
could you sort of label the room, just put LR
sure.
or something?
Window there, window there, window there.
FP for front porch or